All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate you all. Wherever your podcasts are from, please like and share and all that stuff. And, you know, the usual stuff that people ask you. Get me wherever your podcast is available. If you like, most people listen to it. Very, very few people watch it. But if you do want to come see my baggy eyes, hence the sunglasses today, just back from Pittsburgh, check me out on YouTube. I got content down there. Come see me live. Also, I got a bunch of gigs coming up, but they're all over Manhattan. Most of my traveling is done for a minute whilst I try to figure out my winter tour. Be on the lookout for that. Those dates are going to come out. But September 29th, I am in Freehold, New Jersey at the American Hotel for Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. I'm excited to be back. I haven't been in Jersey in a long, long time. So on September 29th in Freehold, New Jersey at the American Hotel. Can't wait to come back to Jersey. It's been a while. It's been a while or a minute, as the kids are saying. Before I go any further, I've been online today and I noticed there's not that much coverage of September 11th. There's not that many people posting about it. There's not that many stories about it. And I would just like to take a moment to acknowledge America and the people who lost people in September 11th. As this is the day I'm recording this episode. This is the morning I'm recording it. And, you know, I feel that sorrow. I feel that I am a citizen of America now. And I do my condolences to all of those out there who lost family members or who just were scarred by the attack on your town and country. So even though there's a lot of people out there not addressing 9/11, not talking about it, I don't see a lot of politicians or news coverage of it. But I would like to just take a moment and just acknowledge the memory of everybody who lost their lives in September 11th. You know, ooh, what do you want? When is it over? When do we stop reading names? When the last person is gone. When the last person is gone, that's when you stop reading names. You know, when some person comes up to you and goes, oh, my grandfather told me these stories about how he went in. That last first responder, that last person who lost a family member. When someone says, my grandfather told me about 9/11, when that grandfather or grandmother passes on and the last person who was alive to experience, that's when you're done. Okay, that's when you're done, because you need to honor the people who felt that, who watched the country change. But anyway, I don't want to harp on that. I have a lot to get through today. So it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's that time of year. I ain't talking about Halloween. I ain't talking about Christmas. I'm talking about, for all of you who work in corporate America and corporations all across the globe, I no longer have to do that, thank goodness. But it's that time of year where your sexual harassment training is due. All your sexual harassment training is due now. Your HR sends out the email. Your manager will come up to you, no matter what your job is, no matter where you work. Did you take your sexual harassment training? Because if you don't take it, you're in trouble. You better take your sexual harassment training. There's a new one added this year. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, because I got family members, I got so many friends who are telling me they're stressed about going back to work. I go, why are you stressed? Because I'm behind on my training. Five people I know off the top of my head I can just name. And there's more out there. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And they're worried about their sexual harassment training, getting it done. I'm busy at work. When the fuck do I have time to sit down and just go, don't be a creep. Just send an email. Goes, guys, don't be a creep. All right, can you do that? Can you not harass people? Can you just give me a thumbs up to say you're not going to be a creep? All right, now we can move on. Instead of fucking hours upon hours of these stupid videos that people have to sit there. But the new one they added this year, I think it's been in, it's not just this year, but a new one that's out there now is the transgender one. You now have to take training on transgender. And we'll get into that in a minute, but let's go back to the old sexual harassment. Now, let's be honest, it's just for women, isn't it? It's just... for the ladies. It's the double standard out there, because I used to work for banks, and I'll tell you a story that's 100% true. 100% true. You would take the sex. By the way, I failed my sexual harassment test 3 times in a row, to the point where my manager called me in and she went, what are you doing? What's so hard about this that you don't get it? And I go, wait, I can't say that? That's considered a problem. All right, whatever. And it would be something so simple. Something so simple like, if a co-worker comes in and she just got her hair done, can you A, say nice haircut, B, whatever the fuck, A, B, C, D, all of the above, you can say, all right, Janine, nice haircut, Janine. You look nice today. I like that haircut. Right? You can't say that. You can't do that anymore. You just have to be a drone. You cannot be a human anymore. Can't. And there's a thing too, there's a double standard about that. Women, you might go, well, good. I don't want people to come in and address that and point stuff out at me and look at me and say, your hair is nice. Yeah, you do. You do if it's the right person. You do if it's the right person. I used to work in banks my whole life. Once or twice I was stuck in a bank where there was nothing but women. Nothing but women. I was the only fella there. I was the only fella. And I remember it clearly, right? This girl came in one day. It was a summer's day and she had this, like, you know, she's a big one. And she had a nice summer's sundress on or whatever. She came, she's got her hair done, whatever. Now I got on very well. I ain't having a go at this person. I ain't having a go at this person, right? And she came in and I walked in and go, oh, you look nice today, blank. Right? And, oh, thank you very much. That's what it was. Thank you very much. That was the perfect response. So then we had another, because when you work in some corporations like you, they might be short a person, but they'll send someone over from another branch to cover the shortage. And this guy came over, and I never had any problem, but he was a bit of a troll, right? And what I mean by that, he was a nice guy, but he was short. He didn't really shower. The tie was always disheveled, and he wasn't very well kept. Wasn't, you know, just wasn't personable, but I had no problem with the lad. And I remember he came in, she came back from the lunch on the same day, and he goes, oh, you look very nice. And I remember she came out, she goes, ugh, do you know what Carl just said to me? And everyone was, all the other women were like, what did he say? Expecting this horrific, horrific thing, like he was the cab driver from Leaving Las Vegas. That, remember that depressing movie where she gets in after having an awful sexual assault? And he goes, you look like you had a backdoor delivery you weren't expecting. Awful. We were expecting something monstrous. He goes, he said you look really nice today. All right. It was okay when I say it. Handsome lad in a suit over here. Not threatening. But when someone you don't like says the exact same thing, he's a creep. Double standards. Double standards across the board. All right. And like, I remember I was in another branch and I was in a vault. 100% true story, knocking on wood, swear on whoever's life you want to put in front of me. I'm in the vault and I'm talking to these two ladies and I'm balancing up stuff. You go back years now, years and years, and I'm balancing things up about, oh, you can't have that, you shouldn't have this. And then a conversation came up because it was tedious work, and they basically, long story short, asked me if I would like to have a threesome. Now, I immediately wasn't, right? First of all, flattered, thank you. But I said, you know what? I don't fucking trust women. I don't trust you. I don't trust the way the world is now. So I immediately walked into my manager. I go, you know what? I'm not having these bitches twist this around down the line. So I wanted to be the first one to get to the fucking, to put it on record. And I went to my manager and I went, just want to let you know, I was in the vault with A and B there and they came up and here's the comment they said. I don't necessarily want any discipline action taken. I don't want anybody getting in trouble because I really don't, right? I believe in people making mistakes. I believe in people being flawed, right? And it's what we learn from those mistakes. I truly do. And all I said to my manager was, I just want it on record. Please, could you document that on record that I came to you and said that this is what they said in a vault? Because if it gets turned against me down the line, I just want to know that's my story's on record. And also, I don't want to forget what they said. Right, because it could be 6 months down the line. I don't remember the words. I'll paraphrase. So my manager, who is a female, she goes, "Wah, can you blame him? You look really good in a suit." You know what I mean? Think about that. Think about that for a second. If a girl went up to a manager, right, now you're already picturing him, right, a big fat manager who talks through his jowls. She goes, Mr. Stevenson, I was in the vault and Harry and Stephen, I think they're One Direction members. Harry and Stephen said they want a threesome with me. And he went, oh, well, look at you in that tight suit. I mean, what do you expect? Oh, I'm eating my chicken wings, right? That would be like an after school, what are those fucking Hallmark movies? It'd be up, that young lady would own a bank. Call the lawyers in, all the newscasts would be in. Problem today at fucking something something trust bank, where a girl who was sexually harassed went to the manager. And what the manager responded, will leave you breathless. Right? Double standards always across the board for men and women. Double standards all across. Like, I was going to write a sitcom. And what I mean by double standards, like, you can say shit to men that you can't say to women. And it's on our sitcoms to this day. I still watch. Like, look at King of Queens. I may have brought this up before. Look at King of Queens. Kevin James. Big husky man. Big husky man comes home from his UPS work job every day. Or IPS, whatever. But, they, you know, they can't use UPS. Comes home and whatever. He's exhausted. That comes into the hot, skinny wife. And how many times in that show, you're a big, fat, dumb idiot. Let's make that show. Let's make that show where your wife drives for FedEx. And she's a big, husky gal. Right? She's a big fond of the cake and the truffles. She loves the truffles, does Janice. We'll call her Janice. Right? My eyes are getting weary. Right? My back is getting tight. And then Janice comes in. Bam, 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 whatever. That's Seinfeld. She walks in, the whole audience applauds. Like, whoa, Janice is home. And, you know, and then you got a hot guy. And he's there and he's cooking dinner or whatever. And he goes, hey, I made your favorite, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, wait a minute. Is that ketchup on the side of your face? Did you stop off and get a burger already? And she's like, busted. And he's like, you're such a fat idiot. Can you imagine that show being made? You fat pig. You're out working all day with just a dummy. I work in a law firm and you're a dummy that just throws boxes around. And I come home and I make a lovely meal, but you waddle your fat ass in here smelling like Whoppers. You big, dumb, fat idiot. How long would that show last? It wouldn't be one of the most successful sitcoms of all time. I could tell you that for nothing. It wouldn't be the most made Kevin James almost a fucking millionaire. Got nothing against Kevin James, worked with him before. Hung out with him, nice lad. Nothing against, that's not my point. My point is the double standard. What about the other double standard? What about the double standard? Brick Lady. Have you seen Brick Lady? Google Brick Lady when you get a chance. Google the Brick Lady. What happened with Brick Lady, right, is so there's a video of this woman walking around. Her face is out here. And she walks up and she goes, yeah, these guys came up and they hit me with a brick. And the internet was like, oh my God, a brick you say, right? Black lady, young black lady, she sets up a GoFundMe. $50,000, $60,000 already gone in the back burner. She already spending the money. But then you look at her Instagram, which has now gone private. Her TikTok is now private. She goes around slapping men, mainly white lads, slapping them in the face. That's what she does. And you'll find all them online, by the way. Even though her account's gone private now, she walks up to people. People are videotaping her. And she slaps white guys. And white guys are like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So now in your head, when you hear about Brick Lady, you're thinking, she slapped the wrong fella. I'm not condoning. I'm not saying you should hit someone with a brick. I'm really not saying, look, take out a brick and smack somebody. At least not a concrete one. Maybe a wooden brick, Mike, because that's more of a sting, right? It's like, because it covers a lot of the face. Does a lot more than the hand will, right? Sometimes if you really want to, like, leave a loud, cup your hand like that when you're smacking somebody. I used to do all the time when I used to fight lads. Sometimes I used to insult them. Like, he'd be in a nightclub, like, I wouldn't even hit him with your fist. You just smack him with your palm because you just embarrass him in front of his girlfriend and his friends. So do that, right? Or pick up a... But don't, never use a brick, especially on a woman. Anyway, Brick Lady, right? There was a manhunt. Who? Let's find these animals. What man out there hits a woman with a brick? Oh, this is an outrage. Turns out the bitch was lying. She was lying. And we found out 48 hours later after she'd already made 50 grand. So number one, she's out there smacking white lads. No consequences. Whatsoever. No consequences. Just slap a white guy like it's a holiday. What day is it today? Why today? Today is slap a white guy day. Right? You there, boy. What day is it today? Why, today, sir, it's slap a white guy with no consequences there, my dear fellow. It ain't, hey, no con. So it turns out, she's not only that, but she's lying. And in the past, so someone found a video from 2020. Same bitch, call her a bitch, I don't care. Same bitch, she goes out on a fucking, she made the same thing about, she said a bunch of black guys. She goes, I'll just man of my business. I can, it's not racist to do the impression. I'll just man of my business. And all these guys, and they beat me for, look at me. I'm just minding my business. Oh my God, my heart is so broken. Here's my GoFundMe at the bottom of my screen, please. Walked away with more thousands. Double standard is what I'm saying. Men just get slapped and they look at the camera going, like, is this okay? Is this okay? So when you go to your sexual harassment thing and you gotta, and if you don't take it, HR gets involved. HR gets involved. So now the new thing to get involved with is the transgender one. And that's where I have a problem. That's where I have a problem. I understand. Listen, never sexual harass, right? Never. If you learn anything from this show today, if you learn anything, and I try to be as educational as I can, but if you take anything away from this show today, don't sexual harass. Don't sexual harass people, men or women, right? People want, times are tough. You want to come in, you want to do your job, get your bread, go home, feed your family. Nobody wants to be sexually harassed. So number one, don't sexually harass. But number two now, so now the new thing is transgender people are. I if you don't believe in that though, right? If you go, I don't believe in it. What do you mean you don't believe in it? He thinks he's a woman. I know he's not. I'm not participating in it. You have to take that test or HR gets involved. Could lead to termination. I don't believe, she says she's a dude now. I don't believe in it. You have no choice. You have to take it. And this is my problem, right? This is where the thing is like, oh, well, people are giving transgender people a hard time. No, they're not. This is the, nobody, because deep down, nobody cares, right? Do you understand this? Nobody gives a fuck what you do in your spare time. This is where the problem comes in now, where it's forced upon us to fucking play make-believe with you. If I come into you, if I work in a corporate office and I come in with pointy ears, fake, obviously, or maybe I got them done over the weekend. Hi, guys, I'm a hobbit now. I'm a hobbit and I have 7 meals a day. You guys have to you're not a hobbit, Mick. The logic of that is you have to play along with my, again, I'm not going down this road of harassing. I'm not going to start giving trans people a hard time. I'm not, my goal isn't to attack trans people. My goal is to attack the fucking, the compliance that we have to follow over this fucking weird shit. I printed out some of the questions, right? I didn't print them out. My printer ain't working. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them, right? I'm going to read them from my phone. So please excuse me as I read them, right? So there's questions on one from a corporation. I can't mention the company because I know somebody who works there and he sent me this. Here's some of the questions that you will have to get after you've taken your transgender training. And if you don't pass it, oh boy, there's trouble. So question number one, Mitchell was recently hired for a job. Shortly after starting the new position, Mitchell informed his employer that he was transitioning to become a woman. Not long thereafter, the employer told Mitchell the position was no longer necessary and terminated him. Illegal or illegal? So Mitchell walks up. You got a job. I found a position here, guys. We need to have a data entry person at the job. Can you do the data entry job? Yes, I can. All right. You sit down. You walk in now, all of a sudden, hey man, I just let you know I'm going to become a woman soon. Okay, gotcha. You're a woman now? Fine. And now, but what if the position literally does, because I used to work for, one of the banks I used to work for was People's United Bank. People's United Bank I used to work for, they were acquired by M&T. The job I had was a trainer. They go, we no longer need that position. Off you go. We got to let you go. So, what if I come up to my manager and go, I'm going to be a woman. M&T buys the bank and go, we got to let you go. The position is available. That's transphobia. It turns out that is illegal. It is illegal. I could then sue the bank because even though the position no longer is available, you're discriminating. So you have to create positions for our you have to make up positions now for our made up genders. Let me see. Make sure I'm still recording. I do. It looks like I am. I just don't want to lose the thing because I had technical problems. All right, let's go. Question number two. At this well-known corporation in America, Marty identifies as a male and has asked people to refer to him appropriately as he and him. But his co-workers actually refer to him as she and her. Is that illegal or illegal? So let's break that down. Marty walks in. I've worked for Marty for 5 years. Me and Marty, we go to lunch every day. I go, hey, man, talk about, oh, I forgot my wallet. Don't worry, mate. You get it this time, man. I'll get it next time. No problem whatsoever. Now Marty shows up. Guess what? I'm a woman now. No, you're not. I can tell by all the, you didn't really get much done. And you can't. Oh, there we go. And we're back. So anyway, Marty comes in now and says, I'm a woman. And I go, no, you're not. You're not a woman. I can see all the things. Because again, nobody, I still have yet to be fooled, by the way. I still have yet to be fooled by someone who transition, right? So now, but now Marty comes in and all of a sudden for 5 years I've been calling him. Where's Marty? He's over there, right? Now, day one, Marty's a female. Someone comes in, she goes, hi guys, you want to, you know, I'm a female. We go, I'm a female now. All right, Marty. And then someone goes, hey, where's Marty? He's over there. It's she now. So not number one, we'll ignore your eyes. We'll pretend that your eyes work and you can clearly see what Marty looks like, right? Clearly a dude in a dress, but we'll ignore the fact that you have eyes. But the fact that you just found out, so you now have to unlearn everything right away. The fact if you do that, that's illegal. Didn't know that. So if I accidentally call someone something that they don't want, that they want to be called, that's illegal. Not even, by the way, illegal. Do you understand the words? Not frowned upon. Not we don't like that at this job. Illegal. Question number three. Let's have a look. Question number three. Michelle is a transgender woman. Goes to HR saying that the co-workers have been telling jokes about transgender person. Is that illegal or illegal? What would you think, everybody? Is it a thumbs up for illegal? Thumbs down for legal, right? It is illegal. You can't make jokes about a transgender. But you can go to the workplace and you can, you know. And first of all, how was the joke funny? Was the joke funny? Are you that stuck up that you can't even, like, you can't even take a joke? This is where we are. I used to work in court, like big court. I used to work at Bank of America, one of the biggest banks in the world. I used to work with black people, Spanish people, Chinese people. And we would always make fun of each other's race. Fucking easy peasy. Let it go, lads. Let it go. Right? But now you can't. Not only that, it's illegal. And what, the joke is hilarious. It's illegal, so you can't. They're even excluded from humor now. You can't joke about them. That is a sackable offense. You don't want to get sacked now, do you? For cracking a fucking joke. Let's go on to the next one. Question number four. Matteo is asked by co-workers what his former name was when he identified as a woman. Is that illegal or legal? So, hey man, I'm Matteo. All right, Matteo, what's going on, man? We're hanging out. Yeah, you know, you came in here, your name is Matteo. Yeah, what's going on there, man? I'm a transgender person. Are you? Let me be curious. I want to get to know you. I want to get to know your struggles, man. How was the process for you? How was coming on over being a dude? How did you get a welcome packet when you came over from being a bird to being a dude? Did you like that? Yeah, it was okay. How did your family take it? I had some relatives who were supportive, some weren't. Okay. What was your name before that? Illegal. He asked me mine, like, you're not, like, so they're not asking how was the process, how did your family take it. They're all fine. Where do you get clothes to fit you? Where do you get women's shoes with fucking clogs the size of those, mate? With those cloven hooves. Where do you get, you can ask all of that, but you can't ask what their name was beforehand. That is illegal. Look at that language. Illegal, lads. Anyway, next question. Isn't it crazy? So these are trainings that you gotta fucking be taking, man. Next question. I'm running out of time here. Well, it's my show. I can go as long as fuck I want to. Marcia is a visibly transgender woman. So let me stop right there. Before I go any further into this. Marcia is a visibly transgender woman. So what I get from that is, she's a fucking, I can clearly see. Look at the shoulders. Listen to the voice. Fucking, 5 o'clock shadow? 10 o'clock shadow. She's got a fucking beard like Grizzly Adams. That means visibly, you can clearly fucking see that this part. So they're not even in this question that they kicked off with. They didn't even think that. What? I couldn't even tell. What the? Like, they're telling you is obvious. It's obvious that's not in a woman. But whatever. We'll play along. So Marsha is a visibly transgender woman, comes to work in a tight-fitting dress, no less. You could see the cock bulging out. Many of her peers complain to HR that her clothing is making them feel uncomfortable, and they request HR do something about it. Is that illegal or is that legal? So Janine comes in, she got a dress on, no problem. There's me dress, loving it. So this dude comes in wearing a dress, clearly see his cock. It's bulging out in a tight dress, because it says tight dress. You can see it. What if he's well hung? Right? What if he's well hung? If you say, listen, mate, you got to put, what did it say? What was that episode of Friends? Put the mouse back in the house. Right? You got to roll that tackle up, man. You can't leave that out there. That's inappropriate. Also, we're working in a corporation. What if we have bring your kids to work day? I don't want to bring my little junior. I don't want to bring my junior to the office and have him run, hey, what have you got? Well, we got Kit Kats in the break room. Really? And then he runs fucking face first into your cock. But if you say anything, it's illegal. It's illegal is the answer to the question, by the way. Last question. And by the way, there's so many. It's like it's 25 questions, by the way. I'm just picking the first six. Marshall is a transgender man. He is told he must go to the public building next door to use the restroom because one of his co-workers complained about him using the men's restroom. Is that illegal? Now, notice the way they didn't say women's. Notice the way they didn't say the women's bathroom, right? Because let's be honest, girls. Let's be fucking honest. You don't want them. You don't want to be coming out, right? Just fixing yourself in the mirror. And all of a sudden, in walks Steve, who's now Melissa, walking in going, how's it going? How you doing? You doing? How's your day going? Good. Yeah, me too. Hardly working. Right? So that's why they worded it that way. Because they don't want the dude walking in, right? Taking a piss, holding his dick, coming out, adjusting himself in the mirror in front of you gals. So they reversed it. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want a woman in the men's bathroom either. Why? That's where I fart. And chivalry is not dead in the Thomas household. I don't fart in front of my daughter. I don't fart in front of women. I fart in front of lads all day long. All day long. I will be like the fucking, like a sympathy orchestra. Just fucking, I can do Beethoven's Fifth after I've had some Mexican food. I can do all of that, man. I don't want a woman in the bathroom. I just don't. My point is, well, it's not a woman. It's not a woman. It's a man. It's not, though. Like, I don't believe it. That's my point. I got nothing against people as an individual, but I don't want to believe that. So my point is, and I got this other story, I ran out of time, and I'm kind of glad I ran out of time because I didn't really want to tell it because it's very controversial right now and it's in the early stages. I'll probably talk about it next week, but it is kind of relevant to this, about an email I got about a comedy club about how I shouldn't perform there because the club supported somebody who was against gay people, against grooming children to be trans. So they reach out to me calling, you know, if you work at that club, you're a nat, like, whatever. I can't go into it now, but I wish I had time, but I don't want to keep this episode going too long, so maybe I'll do it next week. But my point is, I'm in the male's bathroom, and I don't agree. I don't want a woman coming in there, and you can say all you want to that it's not. I genuinely don't believe it. I got no hate in my heart for people. I don't believe, you know, even though I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic, even the Bible says this kind of stuff shouldn't happen. But even then, the Bible also says, judge not yet ye be judged. So I don't judge these people because that's between them and God, right? That's what I truly believe. So it's hate the sin, not the sinner, which is, again, also in the Bible. And that's the way we should live our lives. We shouldn't be judging these people based on their life choices, because if it's wrong, that's for God Almighty that's between them and God. It's nothing to do with us. The only time it becomes between us is when it's forced upon us, where now we have to comply. Not only comply, but if we disagree with what all this shit is about, we will lose our livelihood, lose our job, Not only that, but you may not be able to get hired next to the next company. Why? Because they may call for a reference. Well, he was fired because of the stuff that they have made illegal in the workplace, in this corporate America. And so many of you are going through it right now. So many of you have to take the training. So many of you have to tick the boxes, follow the training. I know what you're doing, right? Because I did it. You answer what they want to hear. You don't answer what you truly believe. I'm right, right? And again, if I'm wrong, fact check me. If I'm wrong, message me. I would love to hear Mick Thomas Comedy. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. TikTok, all of that stuff. YouTube. Comment on YouTube. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. But it's that's what it's about. It's not about having hate for other people, because that's the way they're twisting it. They're twisting it that we're all hateful people. We're all bigots. We're fascists. We're Nazis. Like that place trying to attack me for performing at a comedy club. It's not that. Get over yourselves. Stop taking your hate and your misery and your failures out on other people who disagree with you. It's not about hate. It's not about a lack of sympathy, a lack of empathy. It's not about that. It's about you fucking live your life. God bless you. Be happy. Do not come after me. Come after my livelihood because I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. I'm not stopping you from fucking being yourself. But don't make shit illegal. That's not fucking illegal. All right? That's all I got to say. Anyway, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, listening. Come see me in New Jersey on the 29th in Freehold. Thanks again for everybody. And again, as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.